Drinks.
Hey everyone, welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover.
And I was Amanda Allen.
Who are you now?
I'm not quite sure anymore. I think I'm just a shell of a human being, and I don't know that I'm actually alive anymore.
Just atoms in some vague shape hurtling through the universe. Yeah, I get it.
Just on my couch. Yeah.
This episode, we are joined by a lovely human being. She is a writer, a director, an actor, Frankie Shaw.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
We're doing another one of these episodes where we're far apart from each other.
Yeah.
Just because we like doing them. That's why.
And no other reason. Not fear of death.
No, not at all. In fact, we prefer to be isolated from everyone in the entire world. So. Mm-hmm.
We're just taking introvert and kicking it up a fucking notch. So yeah. I have three kids. They are all boys, 4, 7, and 9.
I have three kids. I have a boy who's 9, and then I have twin 6-year-old girls.
And I
what do you
have
got over there, Frankie?
I have one boy who is almost 12.
Oh.
What a big kid.
He's old. He's like on the precipice of like real trouble.
I think I met your kid once and he was like a little guy then. So 12 blows my mind.
I know. It's been a minute, Betsy. I know.
You got married?
I did. I got married. I just froze some embryos, actually.
Nice.
So I have some frozen babies out there. I got married.
Care of business.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, no one's getting any younger. So, you probably met Isaac when he was like, I don't know, 4, young, very, a lot smaller.
Yeah, he was a little guy. Oh my God, 12. So yeah, Amanda and I each have 9-year-old sons. And I feel like, at least on my end, we are kind of, we're starting to enter that sort of pre-pubescent phase. Where are you at with 12? How's 12?
Yeah, he's almost 12, one more month. But like, he's really, like, this was the year that he had his first crush, that he now is on like group texts with girls. Like, that didn't even enter his consciousness before this year. It's just like he prefers his friends pretty much to anything else. And he can be a little asshole sometimes. Like, the hormones are real.
Yeah. I remember that as a teen, feeling like, oh, my friends are my family. We're not there yet. Oof.
It really feels like you said, you guys have 9-year-old boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was like a whole, you know how every couple years it's almost like you're parenting a new person, like a new version of your kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this was definitely one of those years. On one hand it can be really nice. He doesn't want to be tucked in all the time. He just wants to read and go to, like, he's a lot more autonomous. Which is something that I think was hard to ever imagine getting out of like the real true caretaking, like on the physical level.
Yeah.
You know?
My 9-year-old made us all lunch today, which was like 6 months ago. That was unheard of.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, Isaac likes to cook too. He's a vegan, which was like his own thing in a household that was definitely not vegan. I saw you guys had George Basil on your show, who I love so much, who's also a vegan. So they bro out together. but it'll be like 3 years this month.
What? Wow, that he's been a vegan since he was 9?
Yeah, uh-huh. And we were, like, very much straight-up meat eaters, too, and he just did it. Maybe that's why.
When did he, like, come out to you guys as a vegan?
I mean, he, like, his group of friends had all sort of maybe, like, watched a doc or something in school or, I don't know, came home one day and decided he was going to do it. And then he just got super serious about it. Like, he won't even eat candy that's dyed red because of the beetles. That it's like red.
The beetles.
It's in strawberry milkshakes at McDonald's too, Amanda.
No, wait. I don't understand what is the beetles.
You wanna tell her, Frankie?
Yeah. So I guess there's like. They crush beetles or to make it. The red dye.
No, they do not.
Yeah, like red beetles.
No, they do not. Yeah. That is not. There is no way.
They do. I know.
Red thing.
Why don't they just use strawberries? Strawberries are red.
I know. There's probably not so really. Many things that are red.
What? Strawberries are not really red?
Red so enough. No, it's like when They're you get red. Salmon, you dye so salmon. You
They dye salmon?
Yep, ma'am.
I can't. With beetles?
If it came as gray as it is, you'd be like, this is disgusting. So they have to like pump it full of dye. So you'll be like, yes, salmon. Yeah.
That's a nat. What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, they're
just beetles. Although I guess maybe if you think of it like ladybugs are beetles, maybe if you were like, oh, they're crushing ladybugs to make a red thing. Maybe that would be upsetting.
I'm already not okay with them crushing regular beetles, mostly because it's nasty. Not because I'm like sad beetles. I'm more
like,
ew.
Eat beetles?
I mean, you should talk to Isaac because you'll find out a lot of the gross shit we all eat.
No, I don't think
now
I can
that he's
handle
vegan,
it.
He has a whole monologue he can do about it.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, yeah. He needs his own podcast, I think. I don't know who would listen, but he could do it. While we're on the topic, the other night he went and fed water to pigs who are about to get slaughtered.
What?
Wow, he is.
Maybe
good.
This is too political, but like, yeah.
No.
Wait, what?
Like, there's this group. There's like some hardcore vegans that go to the trucks with all the pigs that are about to get slaughtered will stop so they can have one last. Sip of water, like one moment of like, oh, like, you know, I don't know, comfort before going in. And I didn't go, it was too much, I couldn't do it, but he went with my husband and some other folks and like fed like water to these thirsty pigs.
Oh Jesus,
I know.
Oh, that's grim. That's so dark.
Oh my God!
I feel very bad.
Can you eat meat in front of them?
I ate those pigs. I made my kids
eat
those pigs.
They were so thirsty, Amanda.
But they ate the food, so I feel like success.
Yeah, it's protein.
How's homeschooling going for everybody? How's this transition going for you all?
We just throw things at them. We throw paint at them. We throw tablets at them.
Yeah.
That's what my story is this week. It's just me.
Oh,
being,
really?
Yeah.
You want to tell it? You want to just go ahead?
Sure. It's not even a story. It's just a way of life now. I'm just broken. Yeah. Like, I can't even say the story of the thing that broke me this week because it's just... Life. And I know I've said that forever. I said that before, but I give up. It's official. Like, I've been at places in my life where I was like, I can't handle anymore. And the universe decided last week to say, but you can. I can't do it because I'm working full time. Mm-hmm. My husband is working full time. Our three kids are home.
Are you both working from home?
Yeah, we are both working from home full time. Like, I'm on meetings from 9 to 9:30 to 6:30 at night.
Oh, my God.
Conference calls, emails, Slacks, texts, because we're like trying to make sure people keep their jobs, you know, like we're all trying to keep going and there's stuff to do. And so it's nonstop. And then on top of it, our three kids are home just kind of running in circles going, what are we supposed to do? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
Their school, did they set anything up for them?
So they're supposed to be on spring break this week. So they gave us kind of the first week, they didn't give us anything because they were all like, let's just figure this out. And then this week is spring break, so there's nothing. Next week, school starts. But we're like, wait, we need three more computers because we don't have extra computers for all our kids. And we're on our computers because we're working all day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And also, we can't like sit with them and do lessons because I'm on conference calls and he's working. Like we can't teach our children because we are working. So I don't really know how it's going to work. Like I don't even have time. I get like an hour lunch break and I don't even have time to cook food for them. Like, and then by the time I get to when it's time to make dinner, I'm so broken and tired and over it. I mean, like all day. So today I had a meeting. This is probably a perfect example. I had a meeting with my team and it's a video conference and everybody's on it. And I was giving them like, I read this thing that was very validating. Maybe I'll read it on here in case it helps people here too. I liked it a lot. And I was going through saying these like different things that I read about like how to kind of get through a week in your first week in quarantine, what have you learned? And one of my daughters is in piano lessons. And so they sent a keyboard home so that she can do virtual piano lessons still. Cause COVID isn't going to stop the musical genius that is Emmeline.
ain't ever going to break my stride. Ain't ever going to hold me down.
Oh no. This nice keyboard is here in our house and she loves it very much and she's doing her lessons, but it also has, I wish there's a way, I don't know what they play. I don't know what they push to play it. I wish there's a way to play it. Kate, can you figure out how to play the song that they play all the time? It's the most obnoxious song. There's a demo button on it and they, oh, here, hold on. Here we go for your listening enjoyment. So in the middle of one of my conference calls, this is what you heard.
Wow.
Yeah. That song plays in my house like 40 times a day. 40 fucking
it's
times
like
a day.
It's like an 80s movie. It's like an 80s movie when there's like a whole like a montage and they're like trying on outfits and the friend is like thumbs down and then they come out and they're like thumbs up. It's horrifying.
The first time they played it, I was like, this is hilarious.
it's
another level of torture. Another level of torture, the amount of time.
So wait, it just kept playing. Your daughter kept playing it over and over while you had your meeting.
I'm on a conference call and I'm like, everyone, take time for you. Know that, you know, sometimes you get it wrong. And then you just hear, like that loud. And then I'm just staring at the screen and I was like, hey, everyone, hold on. And then I just turn, I'm like, turn it off.
You're like, everyone, you're going to get stressed. Just take deep breaths, relax.
Oh my God.
I just got to the point where at the end of the meeting, because she just, and her timing was, I mean, she was on point. Her timing was perfect because it would just be quiet and I would be like, she's done. So I'd get into my conversation and then she would just boop play and it was like, everyone on the camera was laughing, like they're like crying, laughing, but on mute. So it's even worse because you can't hear anybody. So you just see everybody laughing. And I was just like, I stared at the little computer.
And Maybe they loved it.
They did. They did. One person filmed me doing it and put me on like a shrimp head. You know how like you can like change things where I'm like a shrimp and I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Like I just gave up.
What? What are you talking about? Someone made you a shrimp? What?
Yeah. So like they were filming me on this video conference and then they like impose graphics on top of my body and put my face on a shrimp. I don't know. It's people are bored. But so yeah. They appreciated it.
Yeah.
But it was a perfect moment where it was like, this is how hard it is. This right here. So one girl was saying she couldn't do a conference call because the neighbors next to her were fighting so much that she had to keep meeting them because their fights are coming through to her conference call.
I think there are going to be like some significant like divorce numbers are going to go. Like it's a real thing. People are not getting along.
No, well, I told them, I said, my neighbors think that I'm obsessed with that song. And people think that I'm nuts. Like, they just hear that blasting music all day long, that weird song.
Oh, yeah, Frankie, I feel like, yeah, when China came out of, or like started to come out of quarantine, I guess a whole bunch of people filed for divorce like immediately.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, because people, that's so funny, it's like people aren't used to spending this much time with each other for the most part. Yeah. And so
it's intense.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that's actually
my husband and I work together, so we were talking about like we're now on different projects. He like disappears to the basement to do his job that he's on, so we actually are seeing less of each other than normal in our quarantine life, which is, I don't know, that joke is on us a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, my husband has been joking that we see less of each other because he and I like switch off either like hiding and having a breakdown or going off and like working while the other person just juggles the kids. So we see each other less, actually. No,
I played this for Betsy, but I'm going to play it for the listeners and for you, Frankie, because it's my favorite part of the internet this week. Let me just make sure my volume's up. I played it for you just a minute ago. Let's see.
Paris, you are going to be quarantined, but you have a choice. Do you A, quarantine with your wife and child, or B?
Whatever B is, I take it.
B. That's exactly how I feel. It's like just like that. And then there was something that was like, I've never now I truly understand why my dog gets so excited for car rides.
Oh no. That's so sad.
Now I know why my fish get excited when I go near their tank.
Yes.
So, oh my god. I mean,
I'm just trying to balance it all and I'm failing at all of it. I mean,
you're the one?
Yeah, I'm the only one. I mean, I look online and I just see everybody doing it right. I have to say, I do appreciate most people are like, F this. Like, you know, like people are being honest about how hard it is instead of like, every once in a while somebody will post something. They're like, look, I taught my kids chemistry today and we built a thing. And you're like, wow, that's good for you. But most people are like, I don't know how teachers do this.
Yeah.
Like most people are struggling with how hard it all is.
Yeah. Every part of me, because, you know, I'm a bit of perfectionist, a bit, you know, type A. I want so much to be like, and now we're going to learn everything, you know, and I do have that idle sort of fantasy of like, we homeschool and everything's perfect. But this has been a fucking nightmare. And I now know I cannot homeschool three children, at least if I'm unless I'm like financially 100% secure, then sure, maybe. But if I'm like working or trying to hustle work, it's like impossible.
No.
It's impossible.
No. My friend Ashley has the right idea, though. She dressed up like a teacher. And she came in and was like, Miss Emma is here. Class is in session. And we are going to do this. And her kids were not into it. They were mad at her. She said like 5 minutes later, but she had like her husband take pictures of her dress like a teacher.
Are your kids all getting like, oh, yeah. What, Frankie?
Oh, just that I like the meme of like the mom talking to herself. Because she was losing her mind, and she was like, I'm having a parent-teacher conference. Isaac's school is, they do Zoom, like some Zoom classes. Yeah. So same. I feel so lucky that he's like a little bit taken care of. And, you know, during the, and they do it, like they have their first meeting at 9:15 and then a couple throughout the day. And then in between, like he does his assignments and then another, like the last one at 2:30 or something.
Oh, that's great.
So, that is great that they check in a bunch.
Yeah. So it's sort of like, I mean, I'll, you know, I'll make him his food or whatever, but he's pretty much set. I mean, and then he like FaceTimes his cousins and FaceTimes his dad and plays video games in between, but I'm just like, we're doing the best we can.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing great.
I mean, it actually sounds.
I'm gonna tell my kids because they all like to play teenager. I'm gonna tell them the teenagers go to school all day and they do half work all day.
I mean, my friend's daughter, who's in seventh grade, she's legit on a Zoom class from 8:30 till 3.
Oh my gosh, I would be happy with that.
Oh, me too. Just go fucking morning. Like hook your brain up like you're in the fucking Matrix and go to school.
Well, Emmeline had like a class play date with her kindergarten class and her kindergarten teacher was on it. That little stinker figured out that she could have the class running in the background and play a video game on the side.
Oh yeah. I caught Isaac doing that.
I was like, you're on video games. No, I'm not.
I know. I feel like the hardest part for me is like just like showering and not being a repellent human being for around my family. Like
same,
just like there's my like really like so just like the body odor. So I just need to shower more. I'm sorry.
Me too. Like brushing my teeth, getting out of bed, putting on clean clothes every day. Those are like the feeding myself. Those are the biggest challenges for me, at least.
Totally. Not being drunk
all the time.
When I had the girls, I was in the hospital for 2 months. And
oh, wow.
In a weird way, I'm like, oh, I did have an experience where I had to kind of feel quarantined. But the difference is everyone else is doing it now, too, instead of it just being me. But the biggest and most important thing was a sense of every day I had to get up and do like get dressed, shower.
Yeah.
Because especially as the weeks get going, you're really going to lose any and all feeling of like needing to do it. Yeah. You're going to be like, what's the point? This is forever. Who cares? Like you kind of time just will bend more and more. And so if you can keep some sort of organization, it'll help when you get to that place because it'll be like, well, I have to get up. I will get dressed and then I will do these things that I've set for me to do. And then it'll be over and everybody will be fine and we'll all be back at at clubs and parties and movies and worlds and people will serve us food in a restaurant again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it does feel like there are certain things to maintain your sanity, but then it also was like, it takes a minute. Like, I think we have to like fall apart for a second and let ourselves fall apart and then like start putting some like, you know, expectations of brushing our teeth. But at first you have to just say like, it's okay not to at first.
Yep.
So much of this mirrors having a newborn for some reason. Like, time has lost, like, all meaning, and, like, weekends and weekdays, like, it's now just meaningless, and, like, getting dressed and brushing your teeth and all of that stuff is, like, harder. Yeah, one of the things that has been breaking me a lot is just trying to get my kids to, every day, just put on clean clothes of some sort and brush their teeth. And, like, wash their face and brush their hair. And every day it is, like, a big screaming, whining struggle. And it'll be like, oh, I wish you didn't come downstairs. I knew you were going to ask me to get dressed. And I was like, Jesus, guys. Like, my 9-year-old, until, like, 2 p.m. today was just wearing a T-shirt and underpants that he slept in. And eventually I was like, come on, man, like, you gotta brush your teeth, or at least pretend to, which is what he does.
Oh, my God. Wait, how does he pretend to brush his teeth? That's funny.
I don't know. Here's what I do.
Does he,
like, go in the
bathroom and says he does it? Or does he actually, like, do an act where he actually brushes, but he's not putting any toothpaste?
I don't know what's going on in there, but I do know that. When he does go in to brush his teeth, it happens very fast. And I do know that his teeth are dirtier than I've ever seen a human being's teeth be. So there's that. And I do know that when I'm like, all right, I'm brushing your teeth, he's like, it hurts. And it's like a traumatic experience for him. So I'm pretty sure he's just, I don't know what he's doing exactly. But it's not brushing his teeth.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
It's
Isaac
it's,
lied to me and for the first time the other night about brushing. Not for the first time. That's a lie. Like, that I caught him in the moment. And it was just like about, like, in a moment where I'm like, why are you lying to my face? Like, he just did it in this way that was like, because I feel like when they're younger, they feel guilty, and you know, and you're like, oh, they're lying and whatever. But he did it in this way that was like, oh shit, you just tried to get away with it, like, forever. And, like, you were going to be okay with it, about brushing his teeth. And it was like, and I called him out on it, and I was like, why did you do that? And he's just like, cause I didn't want to brush him. I was like, good point. Good call. Like, I don't know.
Dude, that was being lied to in my house was an event in any way. I feel like I'm lied to.
I mean, I know it happened. like big ways or small ways or how? Every way?
In every way. Mostly small ways. BetterHelp is our sponsor. I love BetterHelp. You know, in order to get help, sometimes you need help. BetterHelp is online counseling that is there for you. You go online, you take a little quiz about what you are needing or what you are experiencing. You know, are you having issues with depression, stress, anxiety, you know, sleeping, self-esteem, all sorts of whatever's going on in your life, and you need to talk to someone and get some help. They're going to connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient. And if they give you a counselor that you don't like for any reason, even though they have 3,000 different therapists, you can just request a new one at any time for no additional charge.
Yeah, you can schedule video and phone sessions, and or, you know, you can text your therapist. You can chat with them. There's so many different ways that you can reach out to people.
Yeah.
Makes it easy and convenient.
Exactly. And if you're a busy person on the go, you don't necessarily have time to drive all the way to an office and then wait and then talk to someone for an hour and then drive back to work or whatever.
Nope.
No. So the fact that you can do this so conveniently and you can talk to someone and get help, it's awesome. Also, it's a truly affordable option. Why Mommy Drinks listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code DRINKS. So get started today. Go to betterhelp.com/drinks. Fill out a questionnaire. They'll assess your needs, get you matched with a counselor you love. betterhelp.com/drinks. Well, here, let me talk about what broke me this week. So, you know, obviously, like you were saying, Amanda, like life, just life as it is in this moment in history, in time, in our lives, it's like fucked and so crazy. And having all three kids at home all day, every day without a break is so relentless. And even though they have work to do and stuff, it's still like I'm used to at least having a 2.5 hours in the morning most weekdays to have some peace and quiet to get things done. But now that's gone and it's just wall to wall. And it's usually just three kids plus my husband, like talking at me, interrupting me, and I can't have like a single, like a thought that goes from beginning to end. It is like a constant interruption. Just having a thought from beginning to end is impossible, and it really it makes my brain feel insane. And it makes me feel so sort of more manic and more anxious on top of how sort of manic this moment is in time and how anxious this moment is in time. Just that I'm trying to do so many things because, you know, my husband and I are both now unemployed, like suddenly. The place where we worked just suddenly closed down and they were like, you're done. We're not paying you for any of the stuff that you were scheduled to do. You are
That's
done.
So crappy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was super, super duper shitty. And I get
so,
it.
So Betsy, you just, so there's like obviously no more classes, but there's no like online or even compensation or anything until you guys get back up again?
I mean, pretty much. I mean, there's unemployment, but if you've been on unemployment, you know it's a very small portion of, you know, whatever you're making, and it's a lot of hoops to jump through, which is, you know, fair. But it's, so yeah, we were kind of just plunged all of a sudden, without much warning, into just total unemployment all of a sudden. And it left us really scrambling to hustle in this sort of new job thing. You know, like all of a sudden we're like, okay, so everything we do, now we have to figure out how to do it online and like how can we leverage our skills. And it was very stressful about just like how we were gonna pay our bills, and that hasn't really changed. But so that was just one of the many things that happened. But what was the thing I was gonna talk about? Well, one thing was that my husband has always wanted to have a vegetable garden, and now he was like, we are going to have what he calls a victory garden, which is what they called it, I think, during like World War II, when people would make like a vegetable garden so that they could not use all their rations for the soldiers and stuff. So Ari finally got his victory garden, but he went to the gardening center, and he I'm not going to say an actual number, but I will say that he probably spent four times more than I anticipated. And that was very shocking because we're really broke. And the other thing is just that my kids have now gotten to a point where it's been more than a week. They've been home and they are starting to go bonkers. Like,
yep,
it's really hard to get across to them without scaring them needlessly. It's weird because you do have to scare them a little bit. You have to scare them a little bit so that they'll pay attention and not do dumb shit, right? Mm-hmm. So, like for us, our neighbors in our duplex are not social distancing. So we're staying in our house. Yeah.
Wow, that's so crazy.
Dude.
I mean, I didn't think just because of LA. I thought LA, everyone was on lockdown.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. One would think what we should be. But no, they had a party a week and a half ago in our backyard, and we see all sorts of people coming and going and all sorts of different people in the backyard, different relatives, different friends, different employees. There's just so many different people coming in and out of next door. And it would be fine, except that we share a backyard. So we can't really use our backyard, which we really need right now, because our kids are going fucking nuts.
Jesus.
So they're really stuck inside. And then, of course, when we go outside, we're super uptight that they're going to touch shit and then touch their face and touch their mouth. So we go outside in the backyard, and so we're trying to plant all these plants for this garden. And because they're not observing social distancing, they'll come out and then we have to be I guess we're going in. They don't seem to, they're not our neighbors are in the backyard, so we'll stay inside. They're hi, touchy, touch, touch. And so my husband and I get really uptight because we're freaked out. We don't know what's okay to touch in the backyard. So we just assume everything's it's just such a strange time to be alive and to parent. And everything's scary, and it seems like everything's infected and everything could kill you. And it's just so never ending and so stressful. So yeah. So they'll come outside and they'll fucking touch a chair or whatever. And we'll say, you need to go wash. When you go inside, you need to wash your hands right away. You need to take your shoes off immediately. And then you need to go wash your hands. Don't touch your face. And, and then they'll have a fuss about it. But so today everyone started having a big fuss about it. And it's hard because you want to keep them safe. But it's also super stressful as a parent. And also you want them to obey. You want them to do the thing that you're asking them without them, having a fuss, asking why. And, so today was just a lot of, in particular, was a real turning point in terms of, we would say, you need to go get washed up, and we would be extra uptight about it and extra stressed about it. And then our kids would freak out and yell at us and scream at us and cry, because they're really stressed out. We're just all so stressed out. And we're all stuck in the fucking house, and it's a lot. So that's where we're at my house. And
it is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I think it's just everyone's so pent up. There's so much energy that is usually just even not being able to play sports for these kids.
Yeah.
It's so hard with all of this energy with nowhere to go, I was thinking there is a part of me that is actually super grateful for this time with Isaac. And I say this understanding that he's almost 12, and it's I was just saying to my husband the other night, can you imagine having a little kid right now? It would be impossible to get work done and be stuck in the house. Yeah. But there is this element to at least my situation where I'm we're being extra silly and goofy, with each other in this way that it's because it's never ending. So we're here we are again, what do you do today? And that part I'm actually super grateful for, being off the, and I say this with understanding all of the privilege that it is of
oh, there's just like this time that I didn't expect or have before with him that, especially as he's like about to really disappear in his teenagehood, that I'm like, okay, well, that at least I can hang on to as like a positive or an upside in like the horror story that this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to find those good moments, right? And you have to look at the, what is good about this? Because there's some good.
Yeah, totally. I think a lot of people are like, oh, we've been going, or there's been all this sort of like excess and the earth is fucking whatever. Like it, there is like some people are feeling like this pause.
Mm-hmm. I live on the bike path here, so I can see like it's really nice for people watching, but yeah. I have loved watching all the people riding bikes and walking and like just taking time to be outside and to be together. They're 6 feet apart. If they're not together and they're like homes, you can see people trying really hard to make sure that they're doing that to each other. But there's something lovely about how many people are on bicycles.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, cause we are in like such a like work driven society. Mm-hmm. So there is something at least, you know, there is absolutely a little bit of that.
I'm in my meetings watching people on bicycles. Yeah. So I'm still I'm like, yeah. Oh, how lovely. Look how lovely it is for them out there.
I want so much to be able to like cherish this moment. And like you were saying, like, and be like, yay, we're home together. But it's so fucking intense. And then the whole time I'm also like, we don't have any money. We're all gonna starve and die. Yeah. Sorry.
I know. No, you're right. You're absolutely right that it's like, it's not sustainable. Like we all need to be, everyone needs to be working. Like people don't have, you know, it's like, I don't know. It all is like a really scary, I think like, even if you were in a moment of like silliness or with your kid, in one instant, you're pulled out of it. Cause you are aware of the circumstances that the market crashed and that people are out of work and people could lose their, or are losing their homes and stores are closing and all of that. It's, mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, I'm sure we all have that moment when we wake up in the morning, right? Where you're like, and then you're like, oh, right.
Yeah, we do. We all have that moment.
Where you have to remember where we're at. Yeah.
My dream was better. Damn it. I
know. Well, Frankie,
nightmare's still happening.
Tell us what has broken you. It doesn't have to be new. It could be old, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, the thing I feel like with Izzy, with his, like, who he is like, he's just, and maybe this is, he's got that, like, you know, straight white boy confidence that he's like,
oh yeah,
really on top of it, and his opinion is the only opinion. Let me see if he's around, because now I can be listening to.
Oh man, I can relate to this so hard already. It's like you want to give them all the confidence, but then you're also like, hey, you're gonna be a white man, and I need to keep you in check a little.
Yeah, you're like, your opinion, you have one point of view amongst many points of views, like, and there's a little bit of like just this like entitlement thing that I bump up against, and it fucking drives me crazy. And it's anything from him like saying that his friend has like bad taste in like a TV show. And I'm like, who are you to be the arbiter of taste? Like, it just gets to me. Or, you know, just even like also to like help me out. I'm like, I'm not going to raise my like one kid who's this boy to not help out around the house. So it's just like, and I hate then being like, Isaac, come help me, which is like what I feel like I sound like, this thing, this like, on repeat. So it's really like it's like a
It's like a death by a thousand cuts kind of broke me.
Dude, we have said that phrase so many times on the show, Frankie. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. What does he do when you're like, Izzy, come help me? What does he do? Does he have a fuss or is he like, all right, or what?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be like, even just tonight, for example, my husband did the like once a week shop, right? So he went out to replenish the fucking food. And we asked him to come help bring the groceries out from the trunk. And he didn't come. So then I just yell again. And I'm like, Isaac! And he's like, I'm right here! You don't need to yell! And I'm just like, you know, like it's just like this, that like tension thing.
Yes.
I hate that shit too,
because it's like, well, I clearly had to yell because you weren't coming. So if you didn't want me to yell, maybe just fucking come.
Right. And then on the flip side, if ever I'm like, you know, sarcastic to him in just the way that I am in general, he's like, Mom, you're so mean to me. he's just like, that tone, why are you mad? And then I'm like, oh, baby, I'm just joking around. I want him to be, and that's, I guess the point of that one is like, I want him to just be able to, not I don't know, is that wrong to say? Like, not be like so sensitive, but then also just like be.
No, I get it. There's like a zillion times where I feel like, and it's not necessarily correct, but I'm like, oh, dude, just fucking nut up. Like, I'm telling a joke, or I'm just asking something simple, and you are blowing this out of proportion. You're being super sensitive. But then on the other hand, we want them to be sensitive. Yeah,
we do.
It's ridiculous. It's rough to find that balance.
Yeah. And Isaac and I specifically have this, like, because I was a single mom for a while, so we're like really alike and really tight. But then, like, we'll go out and play basketball, and I'm never gonna let him beat me. So I don't know. That's all part of it too, I guess.
How old was he when you got married?
Let's say he's almost 12, and I got married in 2016, so 4 years ago. So he was just about to turn 8-ish.
Was that transition like smooth? You were already, you had been with your now husband for a long time anyway, right? You'd been like living together, was that transition?
When I first met Zach, my husband, Isaac was 4, and that first year he was not having it. Like he would slip his hand like in my hand if Zach and I were holding hands. And then we broke up for a little while, and I think he could probably feel like, who is this guy? He was also 4 years, he's 4 years younger than me, my husband. And just like, you know, I don't know, like it wasn't as serious. And then when we got back together, like it took about 18 months for Isaac to be like, all right, I'm going to let you in.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Wow. Oh yeah. He put Zach through it. Yeah. It was not an easy time for Zach. Now they're super tight. And like, you know, he's like another dad.
Oh, good.
To Isaac. Yeah, it's really, they're so sweet. He actually, like, I probably likes Zach the most out of all of his parents.
What? More than you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, they really do, like, have a special thing. Because he's, like, beautiful. He's, like, such, yeah, it's so sweet. He's, like, a real, I mean, just like steady rock who like loves all, like to talk sports with him, and they just really have a good thing.
Nice. That's really but yeah, nice. I hear what you're saying about wanting them to not be just like spoiled, entitled. You want them to feel like they want to help their family. They want to help their mom. and, you know, yep. and do things without maybe being asked or begged or threatened. And sometimes it really can wear you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And I don't know if it feels especially like more so raising this like straight white boy, like just to, you know, like a little bit more of a responsibility, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Because you're like, I'm going to set you out. I'm going to send you out in the world. And like, I want you to be a good one. I want you to be a good guy. Yeah. Yeah. And you're a reflection of me, right? Like whenever I meet someone who's a shithead, I'm like, oh, they weren't raised right. And I think about that too. I'm like, oh man, I want my kids to go out in the world and not have people be like, they weren't raised right, you know?
I know. But then totally. And then you're also like, you're just going to do the best you can. And then they are going to go out into the world. And there's like it's like another thing you just don't have control over.
I worry 100%. More about my girls, because everybody's going to say you weren't raised right to them. I know it. I know it. They're going to be like, who raised you? And they're going to be like, we don't know. We don't really know.
Shitting in the middle of the street. I don't know.
My white son is going to be amazing. He's going to be just like amazing and accommodating. And my girls are going to be like, fuck you. Where is it? Give it to me now.
Who wants a blowjob? No.
Well, hey. I mean,
you know, it's true, Betsy.
But hey, it's important. It's important. It's good for the world to put a young white boy out there who's not acting a fool. And
yes, I've done it for the world.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. It's been my burden, my white man's burden.
Wait a second, what? Yep.
Shit. Oh God. Frankie, tell us, what do you want to, is there anything that you want to plug? Where can people come find you? If there's anything you want people to watch?
Well, you can watch Smilf, which is the show that I made, and then I'm writing a couple. Oh, it's on Showtime, but I don't know. You can like get it on Amazon, I guess, or iTunes. Please. And it's actually about a single mother, and then I mean, I'm writing stuff now, so next year, hopefully, if I get to make this stuff, you should look out for various things. One of them is a really fun show that it's called Wifey. It's also about somewhat about parenting, and that's like a limited series set up at HBO.
Nice.
And the only social media I do is Instagram.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I say that because that's where all the kids are. And I feel Twitter is a cesspool and Facebook. We got to get out of there, man. How do we follow you on Instagram?
It's just my name, Frankie Shaw. It's Frank IE and then SHAW.
Nice. All right. Oh my gosh, Frankie, you're from Brookline, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. That's where Ari, my husband's from.
What are you?
My husband Ari. Wait, that's from Brookline. My husband Ari's from Brookline.
Oh yeah, we probably talked about that when you were my improv teacher back in the day.
Yeah, just you two and Conan O'Brien representing Brookline worldwide. Oh yeah, fuck that guy John F. Kennedy. Right. Right. I guess he's from Brookline too, or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. No one's heard of that guy.
Hey, if you like the show, subscribe, rate, and review it.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, like our Facebook page, join our Facebook group, send us your shit shows, and buy some merch. We've got super cool merch, and all of this information is in the description of this episode.
Caca!
Coming with your shit show. 424-279-884. Coming with your shit show. 424-279-884. Coming with your shit show. 424-279-8842.
Frankie, thank you for doing this show. You are doing a great job. Do you know that?
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me, and
it was our pleasure. It. Amanda, you are doing a great job. Yes. Jesus.
Yep.
What a time to be alive.
Yep.
What a time. And you're doing a great job.
Betsy, you're doing a great
thank
job.
Thank you. Oh, thanks, buddies.
You are. You are. I would have called out. I would have run away. I would have been like, I'm done. There it is.
Well, I can't run away. I'll get the antivirus.
Oh, no, that's true. Oh, no.
There's nowhere to hide.
We got to stay with our families. There's no choice.
Since I was a child, that's always been my backup plan. And now... I don't know what to do.
No plan B. Exactly.
I'm just going to run away. Shoot.
Upstairs.
But I have my little handkerchief packed with all my sandwiches.
Oh, a little bindle on a little stick.
Yeah. I always have a bindle on a stick ready to go. Ready to go.
I'm going to go ride the rails.
If I were an American Girl doll, that's what I would have, is a bindle on a stick, always ready to just walk the hell out of the door.
Was there a transient American Girl doll who rode the rails?
No, it's a mom who's broken and done and is always threatening to just walk.
I feel that, mom. I love that historically. That Yeah.
It's just mom.
It doesn't matter what name. Generation, what year.
She has no name. She has no occupation. She has no education. She's just mom. She's ready to go anytime. And what is she? She can do everything. She can do everything. I am broken. It's done.
Caca! Me too. Me too.
I can't even grab my bindle.
What? You got a bindle right there? Put it down. You can't go anywhere.
Even kidding. I always got a bindle in my back pocket. All right.
Whoa, everything got crazy. What?
No, I'm... Anyways. All right. You might find...
I think it's time for my second dinner,
yeah.
So...
Yeah. So you might find yourself... trying to do a conference call while your kids are jamming out to Seinfeld tunes you're doing everything you can to raise a human being who's going to be a kind white man or you don't know what the fuck you're going to do because you just lost your job and so did your husband and the people next to you are having a throwdown party during a global pandemic. Know that you know what? No matter what, you are doing a great job.
My mommy drinks.
Hey guys, I'm Stevie Nelson.
And I'm Dave Horowitz.
And we're the hosts of I Burn Everything.
It's a podcast about food and relationships, which, you know, if we're being honest, are two out of the three things people want to talk about anyway.
What's the third thing?
Netflix.
Okay. We'd like you to rate, review, and subscribe if you like it. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, Apple, iPod.
Stitcher.
Do you still have iPods? If you have an iPod, do it on an iPod. I don't know.
If you have a Zune,
do it on your Zune.
It's probably hard to even charge them now.
Yeah, good luck. And if you have a Tamagotchi, you can't do any of this.
Yeah, you can't stream audio on a Tamagotchi, but you can feed them.
Yeah, you still
so
keep
feed
feeding
those little buggers. They're hungry. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
campfire.